Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there's this thing that we call baby fat. Oh, that's just a little baby fat, but somewhere along the line, baby fat can turn into obesity in our children. If it's an issue you have faced with your child, your son, your daughter, I want to talk to you, 866-391-1020. Get on the phone because, and here's why, our state has been ranked number 9 in the country with childhood obesity. 866-391-1020. Give me a call. We're going to have a conversation about it in this half hour. We begin with Dr. Joseph Arakri. He is the chair of Allegheny Health Network's Pediatrics Department. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arakri. You're there, correct?
Yes, I'm there. Hi, how are you doing today?
I am well. So when you saw these numbers come out in this recent study, what was your thought when you thought about what you see at Allegheny Health Network?
Well, I think the thing that we see here, and whenever I see those numbers, is that we've been working so hard to getting to the root of this. And one of the things that did come out of the study was that we didn't see too much of an increase. I mean, it did increase, but we didn't see too much of an increase. So some of the things that we're doing are helping, but we're not doing nearly enough to stop it or reverse it.
I was going to say, you didn't see too much of an increase. But I guess
right. The
flip side of that would be that you didn't see a decrease.
Right. I mean, the situation is still not optimal. It's still not good. You know, we need to really educate our parents, our families, our communities on proper nutrition and activity to help to curb this obesity crisis that we have with kids. We need to do more. But some of the things that we started to do are kind of helping.
So how much of this is, I mean, let's be honest, and I'm sure some of our listeners feel uncomfortable, but there are many times that you're out and about and you see a family, you see an entire family, and they're all either very, very thin, or you've juxtaposed that to a family where you see mom and dad are on the obese side and so are the son and daughter. Do those tend to reflect lifestyles? Do they tend to reflect diet more so than genetics?
Well, there are genetic factors, of course, that lead somebody to be more heavy than others. But a lot of times it could be social factors, it could be cultural factors, lifestyle factors. Those are the things that are more common, especially in the severe obese child.
So where do you begin? I mean, I know, and I mentioned earlier, I actually mentioned when I was talking to my producer, Tamira, I know in my own family, I remember with one of my children dealing with that issue at a very young age and taking, you know, as a young child, going to Weight Watchers and trying a red, yellow, green program and trying all of these things. But it wasn't until that child decided to make a difference that a difference really happened.
Yeah, you have to get them real early. That's been my experience. I mean, you start whenever the kids are like 1 year of age and they're on table food already. You limit the milk. You limit the juice that they're drinking. I always tell the parents there's no reason to drink your calories. The other thing that happens at around 1 year of age is the kids become, quote, picky, unquote. And they're not really picky. They're just not as hungry as they used to be. And as parents, we have to accept that. Keep providing variety. Let them try new things. And realizing if they miss a meal, it's because they're not eating not because they don't like it, but just because they're not hungry at that time. A lot of times we spend some time, you know, playing the games, play the airplane into the mouth, or eating to make mom or dad happy. And those ingrain wrong attitudes towards eating in that child. So if we start early, we can hopefully get good behaviors that the child can grow up with and not have to have the problem that you're dealing with as a late childhood or early adolescent.
So when you say at the age of one, I mean, I think that most of us are kind of shocked at that, because you tend to think at 1 year, 1 year olds don't know what they want. But what I'm hearing you say is they do know when they're hungry, and we shouldn't try to force them.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, I grew up in a household where, you know, you had to belong to the clean plate club, and you couldn't leave the table until you ate all your food. So all of those things, that may not necessarily be a good thing.
Well, I grew up in an Italian restaurant family, so I could beat you on that one. A plate of pasta was about three times. Whatever, I actually did Weight Watchers for myself. Whenever I found out what a normal serving of pasta was, I'm like, how can you live on this?
But those are the messages we're giving our kids.
Oh, yeah. And you have to eat because, you know, you're hurting your mom's feelings if you don't feel, you know, I know my mom's probably listening to this, too. She's over here in Greentree. You know, you hurt their feelings if you don't finish their plate. And did you like that? Or one of my favorite things was my mom said, you look hungry. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
But those are the things, is that whenever we start tying social factors to eating, you know, eating to make somebody feel better, eating to make your mother happy, those are when we start getting into trouble.
Now,
at that age.
What about things like the school lunch programs? You know, I mean, we've seen them go through a variety of changes in terms of what our kids are getting to eat at school. I know my grandson, my son and his wife are very hands-on in terms of what my grandson eats at, even at preschool daycare.
Well, the school lunch programs are pretty good. They do provide a good resource for healthy foods and healthy options. But as a society, as a community, we cannot depend on one meal out of the day to solve the problem. So it's great that when the kids are in school that we are providing a good source of whole foods and a well-balanced diet. That is very important. Also, for families that are what's called food insecure, that don't have access to good, healthy foods, it is a good resource. But along with that resource, we also have to provide the education for the child of why we're giving them these foods and why it's good for their body to grow.
And real quick, Doc, we have about 30 seconds. When do you see the red flag, and when should mom and dad step in and try to get some help?
Well, the red flag will come in. I mean, you should always follow up with your pediatrician every year. And your pediatrician will weigh, measure, and plot out the height-weight ratio and the BMI for the child. Listen to your pediatrician and have that discussion.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Joseph Arakri, thanks so much for joining us from Allegheny
welcome.
Health Network. We appreciate you indeed.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Boy, I'll tell you what, age one, how many times did you force your child to eat? Never realizing that at the age of one, they know if they're hungry or not. We don't listen to them, do we? It's 2:45, AAA Traffic on the Fives, brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, celebrating that grand opening in Beaver Falls and now Monroeville. Shelby Cassese.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.